Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
This is The Bert Show.
This all started weeks ago with a love lost and found. Dude calls us up, and he said that he spotted an AirTran flight attendant, and they had some conversation back and forth on a shuttle bus to a hotel, and he really wanted to find out who she was. And over the course of a couple of days, we actually found her. But the thing is, when we do these love lost and founds, we don't know if the person that we're pursuing is in a relationship, if they're interested in somebody else. We say that we can find them for you, but outside of that, we can't promise anything.
Right.
So to make a very long story short, we found Barbara for this guy, but she's sort of mentally hooked on somebody else.
Yeah, she basically explained to us that she was single, that she would have been open to a date with this guy, but she had been exchanging letters with a guy who was in the military, and they had been going back and forth for a little while now. They had known each other for 6 years, but had just been reconnected. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
They just sort of reconnected and reconnected romantically, but had not seen each other in 6 years. So they were writing these really sweet letters back and forth, and it was going to all come together, I think, today.
All right. So the last time you guys talked to her, what was the update? Just that they had reconnected?
It was from Filene's basement, right?
Yeah. And she called us when we were at Filene's basement and told us that the big plan was that she would be coming in. I thought it was Saturday morning that she would be coming in for a flight, and she was just going to wait at the airport because he was going to be coming in a few hours later. So that day would be the first time that they've, you know, connected. And then he's got, 2 weeks leave? And so it'd be 2 weeks. It would leave them both very sore, I think, was probably the plan. Bert, you gave us the update yesterday that his flight plans changed.
Yeah, well, Barbara can give us that update. Hey, Barbara, did we get all the details of that ride? Are we missing anything?
You pretty much got it, yeah.
Okay. So he's supposed to arrive today or tomorrow?
He originally was supposed to arrive tomorrow. And my schedule was set to where I was going to come in tonight, and then I would be back at the airport tomorrow to see him, because I was supposed to talk to you guys tomorrow to let you know, how I felt and all that stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, so his plans changed, and the Army decided to put him on a different flight, and he is in Atlanta as of yesterday morning.
Okay, so you haven't seen him yet.
No, I'm stuck in Chicago.
Oh, no.
You poor thing. Are you stuck?
Well, this is the first time I've ever been in Chicago, and I was really excited when I got this trip. And 21 hours a layover, which is amazing, but I just want to get home now.
Sure.
I bet.
You're not trapped in Chicago. You're there for work until your next flight out. So what time does that flight leave?
I leave Chicago at 6:30 tonight, set to arrive in Atlanta between 9 and 9:30.
Longest 12 hours of your life right now.
It's a whole day you could be hanging with him.
He's stuck. I mean, he's in Atlanta for 36 hours right now. He's listening right now.
He is.
Okay.
He is. So, yeah, good morning.
is he going to be meeting you at the airport tonight?
He is. Hopefully. He's already walked out of security, so he's going to be at the top of the escalator by baggage claim where everybody else meets. And so I'm going to make my way up there once I rush everyone off the plane.
Right, so you've got to give me just I'm missing something here, and I think it's because of the painkillers and all. So you guys have originally, you met when?
We went to high school together. He was my brother's friend. He's a couple years older.
Okay. And back then, did you guys dabble in any kind of relationship at all?
Back then, well, during high school, I had the biggest crush on him.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until after high school for me into college where we started dating. And then when he got sent back overseas, we just kind of lost touch.
Okay. So when you guys were dating in college, how long did you date for?
I'd say, I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 months.
All right. Then he goes back over to Afghanistan?
He originally was sent to Germany, and but he's been in Iraq this past time.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you guys have just been sort of corresponding back and forth the entire time, or did just one day you wake up and there was an email from him?
Pretty much one day there it was. We lost touch, and 6 years went by. I sent him a message back in November for his birthday just to say hi and how are you doing, just, you know, kind of random. And he never responded, and not until this past, at the beginning of February, he wrote me back, and our conversations just got longer and longer and longer. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
And then there's
so do you feel like you've been in love with him the entire time?
Oh, God. can I plead the fifth on that one?
He's
especially because he's listening.
Again?
She can't show all of her cards right now or we'll run away, man.
She can say the L word.
there are some feelings there.
Have you said it to him?
Not directly
yet.
Like that.
Not till
right tonight.
I think he knows.
Do you two have dinner plans tonight, or what are you going to do after you get out of the airport?
Well, what do you think?
Let's get it on.
I mean, as soon as we leave the airport, we actually plan on going to the grocery store because he's cooking me breakfast.
Oh, wow.
Cooking you breakfast.
Well, cooking you breakfast is assuming that he's spending the night immediately.
Yeah, don't tell my dad.
Okay.
He's only in town for 36 hours, Bert.
And you're just trying to be a good American.
Hello.
That's right.
Supporting our country.
Right. You got to keep
the
morale of the troops up. And this is the way to do it.
That's right. Keep the troops up.
You're a good American. You're a good American, Barbara. Okay, so let's talk to you again on on Monday morning.
God bless America.
Okay.
And make sure that the reality of the whole situation meets what all of our fantasies are about it too, okay? Because you've been waiting a long time now.
I know. I hope it's beautiful and romantic. And I'd like to say something to him if you'll just cover your ears.
Sure.
Okay. Bring flowers.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Bring flowers to the airport.
I thought the same thing, dude. You've got to.
Something.
Let me say something to him also. Without Barbara listening here, Barbara, don't listen, okay? Dude, this is a sure thing, man. You can't mess this up. Dude,
so at least go buy some flowers.
At least buy some flowers. And this is done,
make
dude.
It special for her, too.
Don't screw this up.
And, dude, you may want to spend a little alone time so when you do get with her, it's not over in like 1 minute. You may just want a little.
What?
This is The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.